Yeah, this is another good example of you just don't find this in Santa Monica. You know, I one of my but I had a lot of help on this self-imposed grueling assignment. Joe Marquette, who's an AP photographer, was along on the campaign trail, and we were covering what we used to refer to as the Al Gore death by discussion town hall meetings, where he would talk for 4 or 5 hours until the last person was at least left standing or sideways. But I photographed for his town hall meeting for maybe 5 or 10 minutes, ran out, borrowed somebody's car, went down and photographed this this detail shop. And I knew I had my photo du jour. One of my friends said, this particular shot is an homage to Walker Evans. I don't have my own style. You know, I just borrow from anybody. This is the only celebrity that I really asked to pose for this, and it's Larry David and his sitting on a park bench with a Curb Your Enthusiasm. Has anybody seen that show on HBO? It's really one of the funniest. It's one of the funniest shows on TV. He was co-creator of Seinfeld and is the creator and star of Curb Your Enthusiasm. And I would really get stuck on some days. In this case, I was taking off for Japan on my way to China. And so I took this picture as we left Los Angeles International Airport on, I believe it was a Tuesday. And we didn't land in Japan until almost evening the next day, and so I chose to do the photo of the rice paddies from the same seat out of the airplane, thereby making photo du jour work. One of the assignments was covering Bill Clinton as he went out to Asia, and here he is in Vietnam, and actually Dirk Hallstatt is all the way on the left-hand side of this frame. You can barely see him, but that's Dirk. So, Dirk, why weren't you taking a picture of the president as he was walking off there? It's like... But that was a great trip for us because Dirk and I and... who else was on that? It was photog-wise. Oh, Chick Hardy. There were three of us that had all been in Vietnam at the same time, and we convinced our magazines to send us over, even though they didn't want to cover this trip because Clinton was out and... Of course, at this time, there wasn't a president elected. This is right after the election, and it was still a toss-up. And people had asked me where I was on September 11th of 2000. Well, this was my picture from that day, which I, of course, I didn't even think about it, but this was the crash site of the Concorde right near Charles de Gaulle Airport. And there's a policeman down in the lower left-hand side of the frame coming to tell me I couldn't take pictures, which is really kind of what we put up with all the time, even though there's nothing but an empty field of dirt out there. There's always somebody around telling you you can't take a picture of it.